Thanks very much, Sona.
Bye, Tim.
It's 19 and a half past 8 o'clock here on Daybreak on 88.5. It's 8 degrees outside our studio right now. The world's major powers are searching for a response to North Korea's first apparent test of a nuclear weapon. In an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, symbolic sanctions are being proposed. Stephen Harper has called the test an irresponsible and dangerous act. Charles Burton is a former Canadian diplomat to China and was an analyst of North Korean affairs. He's a professor at Brock University, and we've reached him this morning. Hello.
Good morning.
So what went through your mind when you heard that North Korea had conducted a test of a nuclear weapon?
Well, it wasn't a big surprise. This has been in the works for some time, and of course we've known for quite a long time, I mean years, that North Korea has nuclear capability. So they have nuclear capability. Now they've sort of put it in our face by doing this little test. So it is worrying in terms of whether this will lead to precipitous response by the international community that could further destabilize the situation and lead to some kind of a military disaster.
When you say worrying, more specifically, what do you mean?
Well, the United States is pushing for a kind of sanction on North Korea, or at least elements. The United States are pushing for a kind of sanction on North Korea that would result in significant suffering on the people. In other words, at present, the one-third of the North Korean population is dependent on Western food aid and Chinese food aid, and also energy inputs largely from China. And if these were stopped, then it would lead to a collapse of the regime, massive starvation and social disorder inside North Korea, which would have the desired effect likely of removing the Kim Jong-il repressive regime there, but the consequences of this could be breakup of that country and possibly civil war and military elements that might in fact direct one of these nuclear weapons at a foreign place. So, you know, the solution could be worse than the disease.
I see this morning that the Chinese government has come out saying that any kind of military response to this is completely out of the question. At the same time, you've got countries such as the United States saying that it's unacceptable that this country have a nuclear weapon. So how do you reconcile all of that, and how should the international community be responding to this?
Well, I think that, you know, we should stand with the people who have the misfortune to be living in North Korea, where the regime is not providing them with the basics of life, food and heat. But we should be targeting the repressive elite there and trying to bring about a stable transition to a regime which is more consistent with international norms of human rights and of proper national behavior. So we certainly want to do the kind of things that are talked about as being the minimal solution, which would be interdicting shipping going in, taking in luxury goods to feed the small group of people in the regime who are supporting it, and also to stop the North Korean proliferation of weaponry to undesirable elements such as Iran or even possibly in the future Al-Qaeda or rebel factions in Africa, which are buying different types of North Korean weaponry because the price is right. So on the one hand, you don't want to lead to an unstable collapse of the regime. On the other hand, we can't tolerate a rogue regime carrying on with rogue behaviors which are endangering world peace.
But in terms of pressures such as sanctions to try to encourage the regime to stop its inhumane governance of the country, it hasn't worked so far, has it? We've already done some of that.
No, I mean, there have been some sanctions. The United States decided to do something to express its displeasure over the regime's counterfeiting of U.S. currency. But so far, the regime is strong, and I dare say that after a nuclear test, domestically, Kim Jong-il's regime will be even stronger because it appeals to the nationalistic element in North Korea that feel threatened by the West and the United States. So even people who have the misfortune to live under that regime may be supporting it based on the notion that it's their regime and it's defending Korea against foreign incursions.
What role do you think Canada has to play in all of this?
Well, there's not a lot that we can do. We're not a member of the Security Council. We do have diplomatic relations with North Korea, but we have not sent any diplomatic mission to Pyongyang, so we're not players in Korea. We're not really players at the decision-making level of the UN. I think that it's desirable that we maintain communications with China and with the United States to try and act in a mediating role to prevent further rise of tensions. But beyond that, you know, Canada's not really a player in this particular situation.
Finally, the UN Security Council, the United Nations, is going to nominate, it looks like, South Korean Ban Ki-moon as the next Secretary General. He's South Korean, as I just mentioned. So what impact do you think that could have on this situation?
Well, certainly it's made the North Koreans feel that their regime has been once again humiliated. They regard the South Korean regime as a puppet regime of the Americans, and so by providing one of the officials of that regime with perhaps one of the most prestigious diplomatic honors that any individual could have, a Secretary General of the United Nations, it seems to be giving it a high degree of legitimacy that North Korea doesn't think that South Korea should have. North Korea, of course, feels that they are the sole legitimate regime on the Korean Peninsula and should be in charge of the whole place. Thank God they aren't.
Okay, Professor Burton, thanks very much for this.
Nice to talk to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Charles Burton is a former Canadian diplomat to China and a professor of comparative politics at Brock University. 26 minutes after 8 o'clock here on 88.5. You're listening to Daybreak. My name is Tim Dubois, and my